Syracuse Common Councilors have agreed to begin foreclosure proceedings on more than two dozen additional tax-delinquent properties that will be turned over to the land bank. This is the third round of foreclosure decisions by lawmakers in the last month. But as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, there is an endgame in sight.
At the start of this process, there were 3,200 properties that had such big back tax bills they could be seized by the city for the land bank. That was because for years the city of Syracuse ignored those growing delinquent bills. Once this backlog is cleared, City Commissioner of Neighborhoods and Business Development Paul Driscoll says there won't be so many properties up for review.
It won't be the volume that we're looking at today going forward. It should be maybe less than 100, and I'm not even saying 100 seizures, just 100 properties brought to the council to say that these should be considered to go into the land bank.
Once the land bank takes possession of properties, it will either manage them or turn them over to new owners. Already, the process of cracking down on delinquent taxpayers has netted the city $2 million in extra tax revenue. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.